We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Thanks for listening to The Spark. I'm your host, Asia Tabb. It's so good to have you with us. A new bipartisan election protection group is working to preserve the integrity of American elections. Today, we have former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, former U.S. Representative Melissa Hart, and former State House Speaker Keith McCall to tell us more about the Democracy Defense Project. It's so good to have you with us today. Governor Rendell, could you please explain to us what exactly the Democracy Defense Project is and why you got involved?
Well, I got involved because I thought there were so many questions raised over the 2020 election and its aftermath, and some of them deserve more transparency in what we do as a state and as a nation. And some of them deserve explanation, and some of them deserve legislative changes. So I think it's our mission to look at all three of those things. Are there legislative changes that are necessary to open up our voting procedure, to make it fairer, to make it more reliable, to make it more transparent? The answer to that, I think, is a resounding yes. And we're going to be recommending as the months go on. The Pennsylvania legislature makes some of those changes. We might even have some national recommendations as well. So I think that's our main mission. Our second mission is to make sure that we handle things that are that raise persistent doubts among voters and try to fix them too. But we can't do anything. We can't legislate. We can't enact. We can recommend. We have one of the best congressmen Pennsylvania has had in recent times, Melissa Hart, one of the best speakers that Pennsylvania has had in my lifetime, Keith McCall, and myself. I was a fairly decent governor.
Representative Hart, there's a mix of Republicans and Democrats involved. What is the impact of this bipartisan effort?
Yeah, the reason that it is bipartisan is because we do want to reach everyone. I mean, every individual voter in Pennsylvania is important, and we want to help build confidence in the system in a nonpartisan manner. The group is really intended to make sure that we can speak to everyone and that we'll gain the trust of the public in getting them to participate again. You know, we've had doubts sown on both sides of the aisle about whether our elections are secure and fair. And so our goal is to make sure that people understand that Pennsylvania is doing the best it can with our system. Like the governor said, that we're looking at it. We're going to meet with our Secretary of the Commonwealth and some county elections boards and make sure that things are together. And it sounds like all of the leaders in those positions are really focused on making sure that our system is secure as possible.
Governor Rendell, is there anyone else from PA that's involved in this effort, or is there anyone else that's joined this this effort since it was announced?
Well, anybody who wants to join the effort, just give us an email, send us an email, or send us a letter. We'd like to have people who will help us spread the message. And I think Melissa made a very good point. It's not just the people in Harrisburg, not just to our legislators, but to our county commissioners. Because really, in Pennsylvania, even in a presidential election, we have 67 different election boards. And each of them have an impact. And each of them can make some of their own rules. So it's important that we communicate with election officials at the county level as well.
House Speaker,
I may interject there, Asia. I think it's important to note that it's not just in Pennsylvania. This is a national effort. Defending democracy is primarily in the battleground states, but there are other efforts across the country that are doing the identical same thing. you know, talking about the, you know, the integrity of our elections and making sure the public hears from people that they trust that the election processes across the country are safe and secure.
Rep. House Speaker McCaul, the Biden administration is saying that Trump is a threat to democracy. Is the Democracy Defense Project working with Biden, or is it something completely different from the Biden administration?
Something completely different from the Biden administration. We are completely autonomous. We want our voices here to tell the people that ultimately we want to defend our electoral system. And we want to make sure that people trust the system and that there is no subversion contained within our system. After all, free and fair elections are the foundation of our democracy. It's the heartbeat of the country. And that's what we're trying to protect. We don't, you know, of course, you know, we've heard over the course of the last number of years, you know, people sowing distrust in our electoral process. Every court across the country that has had challenges before it found that the electoral system was in fact safe. And that's what we want to do. We want to speak as uniform voices. We want to speak in a very bipartisan manner that our electoral process is safe. We want it to be transparent. If we see problems though in the system, we are going to say so. If we see ways to improve the system, we're going to say so. But if there's any politician, regardless of who they are, regardless of what political affiliation, if they sow any doubt, we're going to call that out.
And when you say sowing doubt, could you go into detail about what you mean by that? Because I also saw that in the press release when this project was announced.
Yeah, sowing doubt is, you know, you heard the former president talking about the elections being rigged. That's sowing doubt. And we want to speak out against that. We want people to understand that our elections are secure, our elections are safe, that the 2020 election was in fact the most secure election we've had in the history of this country. So when those subjects of sowing doubt come up, we want to speak truth to that. We want to say these are the actual facts. This is what our local governments and our local election boards are doing to make sure that the integrity of the election is upheld.
Yeah, I want to interject on
that. He is correct. Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you. And keeping in mind, too, that this is not just about the Donald Trump situation and the claims of rigging the election. And I think if you saw our release, you also saw that we cited situations where former Secretary of State Clinton had suggested that things were also rigged when she lost to Donald Trump. So it's not a right or left, Republican or Democrat issue. And because I think this, a lot of this happened, especially more recently, because in 2020, during COVID, when people were not out mixing with people and the rules changed, and there was just a lot of question about this new system. Is it being done properly? Nobody really, not as many people were able to witness it because a lot of people were not leaving their homes at the time. So we had the dates change. We had a number of things happen that I think caused enough disruption that it sort of fed into people making such claims. And so I think it was important for us to re-examine the changes that were made. And I think we're going to continue to do that to make sure that it's done better. For example, the drop boxes being manned and the voters not being able to deliver anyone else's ballot and all of these things that are done and very carefully monitored, the public needs to know that. So I think what we'll also help to do is to shine the light on the system as it really works and show what these careful requirements are in order for people to vote. And certainly we'll make some suggestions that may respond to some of the concerns of the public that still exist.
What should people
And that's a great example. If I can interject, that's a great example that Congresswoman Hart gave us. Think about the 2020 election here in Pennsylvania. The count wasn't completed until three days after the polls was closed. That inherently caused a lot of doubt whether the count was fair. on election night, President Trump was ahead by a fairly substantial number of votes. But I knew that we had instituted mail voting at request, not just if you were out of the state or confirmed. And I knew that most of the Democrats had voted by mail voting. I kept cautioning people that the count isn't over till the count is over. And when it was over, Democrats won by 80,000 votes. But it inherently raised doubts because the count isn't allowed to begin in Pennsylvania until the polls open on 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Now, if we allowed the count to be 7 days before the polls open, mail vote count, then we could have announced the mail voting literally when the polls closed at 8:15, and we would have had a winner in the election at midnight that night. That would have disposed of a lot of doubts. So that's a change we can make, and it's a change that will add more certainty to the process.
So when it comes to, you talked about sowing doubt earlier in the show, what exactly should people be watching out for to get a better understanding of if a threat to the electoral event is coming? Like, what should a person pay attention to for a threat to democracy, if that makes sense? Like, how will we know if, you know, our democracy is being threatened in this election?
I think there's a lot of ways that happens. I think some of it is just rhetoric. We'll have candidates who basically are trying to scare people about the process and say that, you know, it isn't secure, so, you know, don't vote, it doesn't work, which seems kind of counter to what most people would think, that if you want to make a change, you better vote, right? But that does keep some people from the polls if they don't think their vote is being counted. So we certainly know that is important. I think one of the other things, too, is that we've had some controversy, and that's one thing we hope to settle, and that is controversy over which votes are counted. Did they comply with the law? We had and still have some cases in courts in Pennsylvania about what's necessary for a vote to be a valid vote, because the law states, for example, that there's supposed to be a secrecy envelope, there's supposed to be a signature on the outside, those things. We need to make sure that voting and counting the votes that are counted from one county to the next in Pennsylvania are done the same. So the system must be uniform. We have county election boards, so we have 67 different election boards, but we need to make sure that they will uniformly count each vote, so that if you're in Allegheny County and they require, they don't require, for example, the ballot to be dated, even though the law says it should be, that we need a settled decision as to whether that is an important point, if it should be something that could toss a vote out, or if whether the vote should be counted. So people need to know, and our system needs to be uniform.
And again, Asia, you know, I think it's important to also say, though, that the safeguards are actually in place, that we do have extensive controls on our voting system. And there are counterbalances and checks and balances when people go to the ballot box and vote. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the things that comes up right now is that they're going to put people at all the polling places and watch the votes. Well, that happens right now. And, you know, I stood for 14 elections, and, you know, I had the ability to have somebody in every single precinct where I voted. That has been on the books, you know, I don't know, as long as I can remember, and as long as, you know, every time that I ran and the people before me. So I'm sure that's been on the books for at least 100 years, if not more. So you know, there are ways for people to watch over the election. There are judges of elections that we have right now that are minority judge, majority judges that are in the polling places right now. And in addition to all that, and watchers, in addition to all that, I always had watchers in when the ballots were being counted or the vote being called at the precinct level, we had people in there watching it. So, you know, we do have safeguards in place. What our job is, we have to stop the misinformation that's going on in this process today. And there's a lot of misinformation, and that's what we're about. We're about trying to dispel the misinformation in our process.
How do we talk about making the system more secure? What are good changes that could be made to make this process better?
Well, I think that's what we're looking for at this point. Yeah. Now, one, you know, you'll see polling across the country that says one of the ways to make it more secure would be to have each of us, as we do, for example, you know, if you want to drink, you're carded, that you have to have an ID that shows, you know, that you're a resident or whatever, that you're a registered voter, that you're actually that person. That's one of the ones that's being considered, certainly, because it has been at the top of polling when people are asked about voting and security in voting.
And that's one of the things. And our intent as well is we want to meet with the Secretary of State. We want to meet with the Commissioners Association. We want to meet with people that are involved in election integrity, and we want to hear from them. Again, and like Governor Rendell mentioned, we can't pass anything. We can't legislate anything, but we certainly, you know, we can make recommendations, and that's what we plan on doing.
Regardless of who wins the election in November, how do we go about making sure another January 6th happens again?
Well, I think the way to do that is to have confidence in the vote. Yeah. I'm sorry, Governor.
No, and then the first way to do that is to change the time limit that we can start counting the mail-in votes. Because if it takes 2.5 days to get a final count, there's always going to be suspicion about whether that count is accurate. And we can prevent that by doing what other states have done, that is to allow the counting of mail ballots well before Election Day.
Right.
Not the reporting, the counting. Those results will stay under wraps, but they'll be counted so that by 8 o'clock on Election Day night, they can be put into the count, the overall count. We can have a winner on Election Night.
It would be nice to have a winner on Election Night.
That's an issue
we're discussing, certainly. And we want to see, for example, what the county elections boards think would help them to certainly move that along. And I think it was mentioned in some of our discussions that that may be an issue, the one that the governor mentioned, that the County Commissioners Association may be interested in seeing. But I'm sure that there are many others as far as making it more smooth. And as I discussed earlier, it's a uniformity concern for a lot of people, that if we had an election in 2020 out here in Allegheny County, and it was Allegheny and Westmoreland, where one county was counting, as I referred to in general, votes that completely, only votes that completely complied with the law as it was written when they passed the mail-in ballot law in 2018. Another county said, well, that's immaterial that there be a date on it. So they counted the votes that didn't have the date. Somebody who voted in Allegheny County would have had a vote counted, but if that person had voted in Westmoreland, the vote wasn't counted. So we need to make sure we avoid that kind of a process, that every single county is going to be counting the same, require the same requirements for a valid vote.
Outside of the November election, what will the Democracy Defense Project continue to do?
Well, I'll go back to what I said before. If we see that there are problems in the system while people, you know, during or after an election, we're going to call them out. And if we see that there are ways that we can improve the system, it's precisely what we're going to do. We're going to make the recommendations to improve the system. And if there's, and again, any politician sowing doubt, if you can't call an election rigged or stolen, just because you didn't like the results. And ultimately, our goal is to defend our electoral system from distrust and subversion. And that's what we're going to do as a group here in Pennsylvania. And I think you're going to see that effort nationwide as time progresses.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, that our goal really is to shine a light on it so people actually understand how it works and what happens. Because I think then when people are ignorant of something, you know, when you don't have the information, then you suspect, right? And then when you're informed and there's a bright light shown on it, then people can understand and be confident that the process is clean and that it's done properly.
And that's precisely what we want to do, exactly.
Right. Who exactly
and
is
answer
this?
Some questions. Answer some questions that the citizens have about the system. I remember after the last election, presidential election, there were a lot of doubts about whether it was a fair count in Pennsylvania, whether it was rigged, et cetera. And supporters of President Trump made that point. They were pretty vociferous. When I was on the radio and I would get calls from them, they'd say, listen for a second. Said that the election was fixed by the Democrats. But do you know that there were three statewide elections for Auditor General, for Treasurer, and for Attorney General? And Republicans won two out of the three elections. Now, if we were fixing the elections, if Democrats were fixing the elections, wouldn't we have fixed those two? And then
it would have been smart if he did.
Partisan voters.
Right. It's very true.
Yep.
You know, we never, and that's so very true, Governor. And it, not just in Pennsylvania, but across the board. You know, you could say what happened to all everybody that won on election day. How come they're not saying the election was rigged? You know, because it really wasn't. And again, that's what we're about. We're trying to dispel that misinformation and give people confidence that when they go to vote, that they know that their votes counts and it's being properly counted as well.
I think it's important to note, too, that part of the concern of the public, especially when we're just talking about 2020, it was just a terrible aligning of the planets, right, for everything just to be kind of up in the air and upside down with COVID, with the new system having, you know, drop boxes, mail-in voting, you know, that wasn't absentee. The old system where you needed a reason to vote by mail. Just those changes first took place in that election. And we really shouldn't be surprised that people doubted that the system was proper, because there were questions raised that were very valid questions. And certainly private money that came in for the drop boxes and the drop boxes being put in certain places and all these kinds of things. But now that is up to the elections board, and it's all must be by law funded by those elections organizations and by the state, that I think we're helping to dispel a lot of the concerns that people would have had then. We've had an intervening election in 2022 and then the odd number year elections that were all done under that new system. So people should be now getting more comfortable with it, but we're also having the opportunity to work out the challenges that were discovered or that people were concerned about, or at least shine the light on those and make sure that then there is more confidence in our system than there was in 2020.
Thank you so much for being with us today, telling us about the Democracy Defense Project. Thank you so much. This was so impactful.